Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron and Maddie with your 11am Zlines. In local news, a man has fallen from a high-rise apartment in South Brisbane. Emergency services were called after a 20-year-old man fell from the Halo residence on Manly Street last night. He was found with severe injuries and died on the scene. Investigations are still ongoing. The Freedom Formation returned to the Pacific Air Show this past weekend on the Gold Coast, delighting aviation enthusiasts. The aerial display, known for its spectacular manoeuvres, features an array of precision flying teams. Airshow director Jane Smith stated, "The Freedom Formation's return was the highlight of this year's event, showcasing unparalleled aerial skills and artistry. The formation attracted large crowds to the event and provided amazing entertainment for aviation enthusiasts." In national news, Tasmania is trialling a new language and literacy screening tool for children in government-run childcare services to help identify developmental delays early. The new tool assesses children's schools at the ages of 1 to 2, providing data to help educators and parents support language development. Education Minister Robert Jenskett said early detection is key to providing targeted support and prevention. This initiative aims to ensure children receive the necessary intervention to succeed in school and beyond.
Calls are growing for the release of privacy reviews related to Australia's new phone detection and seatbelt cameras. Privacy advocates urged for full transparency on how these technologies manage and protect personal data. The cameras, intended to improve road safety by detecting phone use and unfastened seatbelts, have sparked concerns about potential privacy infringements. Privacy Commissioner Angeline Falk stated, "Transparency is crucial to maintaining public trust in these safety technologies, highlighting the need for clear information on data handling practices. This debate underscores the challenges of balancing technological advancements with privacy rights." In international news, a fistfight erupted in the Turkish parliament during a heated debate on August 17th. The altercation involved several lawmakers, underscoring the intense political tensions of the country. As parliamentary observer noted, the clash occurred when disagreements over proposed legislation escalated into a physical violence, highlighting the current state of the discord within the Turkish political arena. The incident has drawn widespread attention and raised concerns about the stability of the Turkish parliament. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers and some winds. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.